in the book of Deuteronomy today on this Wednesday of the third week. We're reading Deuteronomy 4 and then into a little bit into 5. Moses spoke to the people and said, "Now Israel, hear." Well, this is a biblical hear, not like, "Yeah, I got it. Okay, fine, I heard you." Now this means listen, huh? Obey, submit, embrace the teaching that I am teaching you now, these statutes and decrees that I am teaching you now to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Observe them carefully, for thus you will give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations who will hear of all these statutes and say, "This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people." For what great nation is there that has gods so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? So you see, the Torah, law, is a gift. It's a gift. And God wants his people to look intelligent, know how to live, know what life is all about. So he instructs us. Our Lord told us in the gospel we have today from Matthew 5, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill." Now, I was thinking about this, the guidance of the Lord. And I was thinking about contraception. I remember when all this was being debated, you know. Some of it sounded pretty plausible. You know, this is all based on the law of nature, but we've begun to understand nature in a new way. We have authority over nature. And what is this, if done well, but just working with the laws of nature and this sort of thing. Paul the VI brought this great committee of theologians and experts in to honestly look at this, you know, and see what would be the truth of this. And because he had the charisma veritatis, the charism of truth, the Lord had his hand on him. And he listened and listened and listened. And then finally he went away to pray. There were several who shared his concern. One of the principal was Carol Wojtyła. They listened, you see, to the basic law of God. You know, what is the meaning of sexual intercourse? To express love and to produce life. And if you do this, what's going to happen? You see? Now, look what's happened. You know, unfortunately, you know, it was the Lambeth Council of 1930 who said abortion's okay. Contraception. And look what's happened. Paul the VI said, this is what's going to happen if you follow that. Prophetic charisma veritatis. Marriages won't be the same. Children won't be paid attention to the same way. There'll be much greater profligacy and sexual irresponsibility. Relationships will start to suffer. What do you know? So, we're a wise and intelligent people by the pure gift of God. You know, I remember my thinking, you know, there's something wrong with this, but it makes, you know, there's a lot of plausibility in a lot of them. A lot of the cardinals were for it. There must be a way that we can work this out, you know. We don't want to overpopulate the world. It was part of the propaganda of the day. And somebody figured out it'd be crowded, but you could put everybody in the world would fit in the state of Texas. Which is very interesting. But you see, we can't claim credit that we worked all this out. We listened to the law of God. And then, by the mercy of God, since our Lord died and rose and poured out the Holy Spirit is there to bring that alive, to grasp it, to see it. Do you see how important obedience is? Trust, obedience. Many people go around, you see, dispensing Catholics and others from, you know, stuff about contraception or even abortion. You see, and they make themselves out to be more compassionate than Jesus. Because Jesus is tough on these things, and I'm much nicer than Jesus. Except I'm sending you to destruction. Maybe not hell, but destruction. Look at what's going on. Look at the explosion of sexual irresponsibility, and look at the lengths it's gone to. And since contraception and all its fancy scientific theories doesn't work, the next step is abortion. Most abortions take place because contraception failed. And look what's happened. See, children get to be a burden. And so they're not loved. They're not cared for. They're not instructed. They're not protected. They don't grow up with a sense of, I am important in God's eyes. Look at the way my parents treat me. Look at the way my parents care for me. Look at the way my parents instruct me. All of this comes from, you see, it's so important that we have lots of tiny little liturgical rules here, you know, and some of them are going to be changed, inshallah. But while they're there, out of love for the law, this instruction of God, I keep them. The translations are not very good. The Pope says that, you know, and we're working to change them. But for now, why? To temper our spirit, to be obedient to God, to trust Him as our Father. And what our Lord says here, you see, I didn't come to abolish, but to fulfill, to bring it to a whole other level of love, of obedience, of, you know. This section, we're probably not going to do it, but this section introduces in the Sermon on the Mount, you heard it said, but I say. To deepen. Why? Jesus understands the Father in the depths of his own human heart and mind. So when he reads these things, when he read these things, he saw the intention of the Father. He saw what they really were going for. And he said it. If you're angry with your brother and hold anger against him and insult him, you might have just as well killed him. If you look on a woman and lust after her, you've already sinned. Look at the dignity he gives to human beings. You can live free of the drives and the anger and the lusts and the jealousy and the whatever. You can live free of this and give the whole world an example of how wise and holy the Christians really are. Well, we got a ways to go. But, you know, I think of that turning point, and there are many others. Huh? This is very important, you see. We live on the liberal East Coast, where actually falsehood has the same rights as truth. And we wouldn't want to offend anybody by telling them they're killing themselves. We don't want to offend anybody. Falsehood has the same rights as truth. It might even be against the law after a while to speak about the truth of same-sex marriage. That might be a hate crime. I'm trying to point out, you see, our Lord said, I fulfilled all this. I fulfilled it in that act of love beyond anything anybody can imagine. When in all that pain and insult and so forth, I gave my whole life to the Father in an act of love. That's the fulfillment of the law. And I have fulfilled it. I have filled it full. You see, I've mentioned this several times, but you know, fulfill, plirun, the word here, doesn't mean, today we mean you fulfilled the law, we mean you met its requirements, right? That's what we mean by, that's not what fulfill means, biblically. It means to take this thing and bring it to a whole other level, even while respecting everything it is. I looked up a definition that I use all the time in class, but I read it out. I said, no, not for 7 o'clock in the morning. When we'll be able to. But try to think of examples. Philosophy is a good thing, right? But it's not revelation. It has to be taken up into revelation. And then it's so beautiful and fruitful. And you see? I always give the example of being at a dinner party and thinking I'm going to bring in back water and I bring in wine, you know. Fulfillment means to follow the line of the law and to bring it beyond itself to a whole other level it could never get to. That's fulfillment. And the fulfillment of the law, as Paul says, what is the fulfillment of the law? Love. If we were bright enough, all we'd have to do is love all the time and we could see the connections. But we're not. So we have all this instruction. Torah is instruction on how to live. When a Catholic family raises its children, has children, raises its children, tries to love, gets through all the problems, you know. How many times do the neighbors say, how do you do it? You see, what a wise and intelligent nation. They know how to live in a family. Why? Because that's the truth, but also because that's the way to bring so many people out of confusion. Oh, Lord, he did. We got all these youth movements and youth take care of this and take care of this and take care of that. They're good. They're important. But why aren't the parents doing this? Where are they? Children have gotten to be a burden, a surprise side effect. And you see this poor old Pope, battered by all these theologians, going away and saying, I just got to ask the Lord. I'm the Pope. But the whole of the law, you shall not kill. Honor the Sabbath. That's a law from God. Not a law like don't park here, you'll have to pay. It's instruction. Listen to me. Trust me. Look what I've done for you. It's a very beautiful moment in Lent when we stop and say, what a gift to know the law. What a gift. And falsehood does not have the same rights as truth. That doesn't mean, you know, by the mercy of God, I happen to know a little truth, I can despise everybody, impose it on everybody, you know, tell everybody they're stupid. No, it means that I'm the servant, but I can't budge from the truth. So we should thank the Lord. Huh? It says here, whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Think of all these parents who are doing that. They will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And not all these people who are, you know, deciding that they're kinder than Jesus. You know, a little contraception, you know. Maybe an abortion if you're really in trouble, you know. I'm nicer than Jesus, you know. If Jesus is giving you a hard time, you just come to me. How can we get so blind? Well, it's easy, you know that. It's easy. Where would we be without instruction? Good old-fashioned, it's right, written right there, kind of instruction. The where are we going? We're going to the place where the Holy Spirit, who is the new law, he is the new law. It's not just words, it's impulse, it's love, it's freedom, it's sacrifice, it's knowing what life is all about. That's the Holy Spirit.